This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right, so I know I go probably a little too much into my personal life, but I don't have all the answers. All right, yeah, I'm a medical doctor, board certified in family medicine, did ER, raised two boys, was a good lover. So I teach you guys a lot. Now I need you to teach me, okay? I need you to teach me. So one of my sons has a girlfriend. No, I'm okay with that. No, I'm okay with it. It's okay. I want him to date. I am totally fine with that. I want him out there dating. Good. I think it's good. And this girl is actually really, really nice. I like the girl. I don't think I've ever disliked anybody he dated, but he hasn't really, you know, dated a lot. I mean, he's only 18. So it's not like I could say, oh, yeah, well, this girl he was with for 4 years, okay. But the reason why this is such a big deal in the next couple days is she was over at the house, and I just said, why don't we take you guys to dinner this weekend? Is that okay? Now, some of you will say, all right, well, no big deal. And I'm like, no, you don't understand, that's a huge deal. The reason why the way I asked is a huge deal is this is my first transformation into the mother-in-law I never wanted to be. I am starting to turn into the mother-in-law from hell. And all I did, okay, she was great with him. My son was great. But I caught the way I started speaking. I didn't go, hey, would you guys ever want to go out? Would you ever want to go to dinner? It was, no, I want to take you guys to dinner. Is that okay? Well, unfortunately, that's exactly how mother-in-laws start to dictate. I'm still in the parent role. Now, what makes a mother-in-law so annoying and so intrusive and so deadly to a marriage? When the mom tries to exert her mommy influence. Now, what does the average young kid want? He wants to be looked upon as an adult. And I thought I was really well versed on that. I know a lot of psychology. I teach you guys a lot about psychology because we had a really strong psychological base in my medical school. And so the dean was a psychologist or a psychiatrist. And so we had a huge psychiatric background in our training. So it's very easy for me to, you know, teach you guys, yeah, see, that's a better way to do it. That's how people think. Yeah, but then, do I act it? No. So, where am I going to take them to dinner? I was about to make the same mistake. I go to my husband. I go, where should we, you know? And he's like, well, why don't we pick, you know, Outback or, whew, I love Outback. I'm a little afraid to eat a steak in front of a possible future daughter-in-law. I think it'll scare her. I make noise when I eat red meat. I can eat chicken and fish. You don't hear a sound. But when I eat red meat, it's... I mean, I really get into that meat. I growl. It's meat. Plus, don't bug me. If I'm enjoying a steak, like their Outback Prime Rib, don't talk to me. I've snapped at my husband multiple times for talking to me when I was in the middle of feeding on red meat. So I don't think we should do that. So I'm like, why don't we go to Claim Jumper? Okay, Fuddruckers is perfect. I like Fuddruckers, but, you know, we kind of want to take her out to, like, a sit-down, that kind of thing. Okay, and that's because I could get a salad. I like that citrus salad I told you guys about. So I'm like, okay, I could eat salad. right? And then with salads, you can take a forkful, take a bite, and go, as you look back and you see how she responds. Now, why are we doing this dinner? I'm not trying to check her out in terms of if she's going to be a good enough mate or whatever. The reason why I want to do the dinner is so we take our relationship to the next level. She's over at the house. She's been dating my son now for months. I think it's about time that we take her out for a meal. Now, some of you are like, why aren't you cooking? I didn't think about that. Because if I cook for her, it's in my territory. She's in Mama's hen house. That's a good idea. I didn't think about that. I could control the... Now, you say you do it. I do it and turn it into a mother-in-law. No. I don't need the control. I want to look cool. That's the other thing, too. I don't want my son's girlfriends thinking his mom isn't cool. They can think I'm a dork. That's fine. I mean, I can't hide that. I really can't hide that. So they're going to think I'm a dork. That's okay. But I want them to think I'm cool. And, you know, where I seem to have most of my talents is eating. And one of my best jobs was waiting tables. So I'm really good with the waiters, you know. They'll pass me a fork, and I'm like, oh, man, you know, you passed me that fork really nicely. Good job. See? I know how to hang with the waiters. So I think going out to eat would be good. Now, what are we going to talk? What do I ask her? So personally, what I really want to know is STD history, prior breakups, statistical analyses of how long after each relationship started did the breakup happen, and going through the milestones after that. So that's what I want to, but I can't do that. I'm going to have to, if I want to be non-mother-in-law-y, I'm going to have to talk about what she wants to talk about. Now, I don't know what the average high school, college student does. Okay, if she brings up Justin Bieber, I'm screwed. Now, Backstreet Boys are making a comeback, so I can talk to her about that, because Backstreet Boys are big when I was... Okay, so I can talk about Backstreet Boys. I don't think she's going to talk about that. Ariana Grande, we can talk about that. I don't know what TV shows are watching. Not all of them watch Game of Thrones. I watch Game of Thrones, but that may be more of a middle-aged thing. So I need help. All right, email me at drdahlia.com. How do I not look like a, impending... scary mother-in-law from hell, and get through a dinner with my son's new girlfriend without making her think I'm a whack job? If that's even possible. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, this email I'm not allowed to read on air, but it centers around the topic, which I think is pretty relevant today. It's a person, I can't say male or female, who recently went through a breakup and is online, quote-unquote, stalking, but not really stalking. They feel like they may be stalking because they want to see what that their ex is doing. And I thought maybe it's high time we discuss stalking. A lot of us, we don't want to admit this, but we check out our exes. We check out our current spouses. We follow people at work online. And we look them up, and then we feel guilty, like, oh, I'm stalking. And in fact, I used the term with a friend of mine. Somebody would keep asking me, oh, did you see my post on Facebook? I'm like, no, I didn't see your post on Facebook. And they're like, well, I posted it. Didn't you see? You know, people think that I'm watching other people's feeds. I mean, I have thousands of people that I'm connected to on Facebook. I don't have time to, when you read the news feed or the home page feed, it takes you 20 minutes to read the last 5 minutes of posting for everybody. And so I use the term, I go, look, unless I stalk you, I won't know what you're doing. So if I ever not know what you're doing, it's because I'm not purposely clicking on you and stalking you. You know, turning it into a good thing, why I don't know what the hell is going on in their life. But I think there's a lot of people out there that troll social media, troll the internet, and look people up. They're interested. They're curious. So when is it stalking? Now, to me, stalking is really insidious and egregious and all the fancy words that rhyme with us. You know, if you look at a dictionary, it says a person who harasses or persecutes someone with unwanted and obsessive attention. So a stalker implies that you are harassing somebody. Now, Merriam-Webster has a different dictionary, different definition. It's the act or crime of willfully and repeatedly following or harassing another person in circumstances that would cause a reasonable person to fear injury or death, especially because of express or implied threats. Broadly, it's a crime of engaging in a course of conduct directed at a person that serves no legitimate purpose and seriously alarms, annoys, or intimidates that person. So, what does that mean? Well, it's very loose. Okay, and again, this is just a dictionary, the Webster Dictionary, Merriam-Webster Dictionary. When did it change from Webster to Merriam-Webster? Did somebody get married? I don't know. I don't know. There's a hyphenated name now with the dictionary. So I imply it as if you are stalking somebody, you're showing up at their work. I've had people that have done that. That's happened to even my employees, where somebody shows up to work and we have to call the police. And then that person is like, look, I am so sorry, guys. And then they can't get back to work because they're flustered. Everybody else is flustered because they're scared. You know, that to me is a stalker. You know, or somebody that keeps calling you and then hanging up, or somebody that keeps writing you, and it's where they start to intrude into your space. But nobody's really talking about, what about you secretly online looking somebody up? Is that considered stalking? It's apparently, to this legal definition, it's considered stalking if somebody else, the person you are quote-unquote following, gets annoyed. If that person is annoyed by it, that's a problem. So, for example, let's say there's two people at work. One you like. He's a buddy. One you can't stand. Both of them follow you on social media. If you don't like that other person, and they're following you, you could make a case that that's stalking. You see, and I don't like that. It's like beauty's in the eyes of the beholder. It all depends on how you feel about that person. Now, the only problem is when you look back at this legal definition, it says the act or crime of willfully and repeatedly following, that it says or harassing another person. So that or allows that first sentence fragment, the act of willfully and repeatedly following, that could be considered an act of stalking. So then, what's normal and what's not? Well, that's tricky. That's debatable. If you like somebody, you are going to be attracted to them and you are going to want to know what they're doing. And looking at what they're doing online, because you have a mini crush, a lot of us do. If they don't feel bothered, you're just, you know what, for a split second, I'm just going to see where they are, what they're doing. All right, not the biggest deal. Where I would step in as a medical provider is if I think you are obsessed with this person. To me, stalking implies an underlying obsession. So if you have to check their newsfeed, their profile, 70 times a day, that's obsessive. You are obsessing over that person. And I'm like, why aren't you taking a holiday? Well, I just want to know they're okay, and I'm afraid they, you know, got into an accident, and, you know, they told me they were doing something, and if I see that they're doing something else, then I know they're lying to me, and they're, you know, and so you find all these excuses to justify you're following that person multiple times. That, to me, would be stalking. But you having had a crush on Dirk back in high school, and you Googling Dirk, and then Google imaging Dirk, and then trying to find them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and that whole process takes maybe 30 minutes, I wouldn't call that stalking. If you keep doing that on a regular basis, that might start to be a little odd. You see? Now, on the flip side, there's followers. There's people in the media, there's people in Hollywood, whatever, and you follow them. And you grab onto every word and every tweet. I mean, I think President Trump has stalkers. I don't think a lot of those media people are doing their job. I think it's at the point where they are stalking because then they're turning around and harassing. But it's okay if it's a public figure. We allow them to do that. Reporters getting up in your face, reporters, I mean, you know, the police and security may, you know, push them back. But when it comes to a public figure, paparazzi and all that, that seems to be okay, and they don't use the term stalker. So let me tell you about what happened here. There's a college student who gets 4 years in prison because he stalked his ex. But in addition to cyber-stalking her after they split, he was accused of terrorizing her. Apparently, he would mail her drugs to her university address and post her information on prostitution sites. So now this is sick. This guy is really trying to harm her. Thomas Traficante, 23 years old from Long Island, pleaded guilty in March to cyber stalking and possession of illegal drugs as part of a 2-month harassment campaign. And the judge, U.S. District Judge David Larimer, said Traficante's actions were despicable. Yeah, they were. If you had a modicum of intelligence, you would know that what you did repeatedly was despicable. On three occasions, he sent drugs, including cocaine and methamphetamines, to the woman's address at the State University's college. He then called police about the drugs in order to set her up. He also showed officers texts she did from Traficante, which he threatened to share her personal information on a prostitution site if she did something he strongly disagreed with. So this is a psychopath. This guy is a real, real bad dude. This guy is a control freak. He's very abusive. She told authorities she received more than 60 calls from men in the area asking for sex as a result because he posted her phone number on a backpage.com under a category known for prostitution solicitation. She also said the former boyfriend hacked her Amazon account and sent her a book titled I'm Watching You. He hacked it to her email, cell phone, and social media accounts. So, really quickly, let me see if we have the definition of cyberstalking. Cyberstalking, the use of electronic communication to harass or threaten someone with physical harm. So you are not cyberstalking, looking for ex-boyfriends or girlfriends. You see? You should be okay. 1-877-DALI. This guy needs to have the book thrown at him. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some breaking news from the nation's highest court. Supreme Court justices gave privacy advocates a big win this morning, issuing a 5-4 ruling that says police need a warrant to obtain location information from cell phone tower sites. Chief Justice John Roberts joining the court's liberals in that decision. When it comes to immigration bills in the U.S. House,
on this vote, the yeas are 193 and the nays are 231.
That was the decision yesterday on a hardline immigration bill. After that came a decision on a more moderate bill that Republicans were going to bring up for a vote today. But now the decision is...
we're basically going to put this vote off until next week.
Republican Rep. Michael McCaul, President Trump tweeting this morning, Republican leaders shouldn't waste time on immigration until more Republicans are elected in the upcoming midterms. This is USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data. Again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family. For a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get 3 lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus get up to 3 free phones, all on a super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires 1 line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. Video streams optimized at up to 480p+. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So the herpes virus may play a role in Alzheimer's. Doctors don't know what causes Alzheimer's. They're still trying to figure it out. Why are we getting these plaques and buildup in the brain? But they think that maybe it's a common virus, like herpes, that could be playing a role. So in a study published yesterday in the journal Neuron, yeah, there's a magazine called Neuron. I like entertainment magazines and, you know, magazines that have a lot of fun articles. Neuron probably would not be a journal I would purchase for entertainment. But it exists out there, and my guess is people who really, really are interested in neurology like it. But yeah, there's a journal called Neuron. I have some students in my class who want to be neurologists, and I only find that out after I make fun of neurologists, and then I'm like, oh, you know what? Sorry, my bad. I'm just jealous because being a neurologist, you got to be like smart, Anyway, so the study published in the journal Neuron, researchers say they found strong evidence that suggests that two strains of the herpes virus, 6A and 7, may contribute to the disease. That obviously affects cognition, memory, etc. Now, they say that someone, according to CNN, develops Alzheimer's every 65 seconds. And by this 2050 mid-century, they're expecting every 33 seconds somebody to develop Alzheimer's. This is going to cost us trillions and trillions of dollars. So scientists are trying to understand the disease, trying to find a cure. Many studies have been stopped because the medicines weren't working. And they say Alzheimer's is the sole disease of the top 10 U.S. causes of death that has no treatment available. So, you know, we have cancer, we have stroke, we have heart attacks, we have a whole variety of things in that top 10. But Alzheimer's is the only one where we really don't have a significant treatment. So researchers in this study looked at data on 622 brains from people who had had signs of the disease and 322 from people who did not seem to be affected by it. And the brains with Alzheimer's had levels of that herpes virus that were up to twice as high as in people who did not. Now, many scientists have thought that viruses did play a role in the development of Alzheimer's. We think it may, viruses could play a role in cancer, diabetes. Don't underestimate the virus, because they're really sneaky suckers. So one theory they have is Alzheimer's restarted the brain as a response to injury from a virus. Where you get a virus, you might not have felt it, but the brain starts to react, or an inflammatory system reacts, where you start to deposit proteins, because that virus triggered this. Another theory is that Alzheimer's is a mix of disease processes, one of which includes a viral infection. So some of you are like, wait a second, I got a cold sore. Now, that's herpes type 1. And genital herpes is type 2. So we're talking about herpes type 6 and 7. There's a variety of different herpes. So they believe what may work then is scientists could identify virus biomarkers in the brain. If they could detect that, then maybe they could find somebody in their 20s who may be at risk for Alzheimer's, and if we have a medication that slows that down, or if we could do lifestyle changes like making sure you maintain a healthy weight and eating properly and, you know, avoiding smoking and alcohol and all sorts of stuff that can contribute to dementia, because again, we don't know for sure what prevents it, we could then find people early. So it's interesting stuff. Scientists, though, want people to use caution and not freak out. About 90% of adults have been exposed to some form of herpes, usually type 1, by the age of 50. You know, many of us freak out that, oh my gosh, you know, I've never had a cold sore and I don't want one because I can. There's a chance you've been exposed to the, you know, cold sore virus type 1. So what? You know, most of us are exposed at some point or another. It's a very, very common virus. Genital herpes, a little bit more rare. So not everybody has that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Another virus we need to talk about is the Keystone virus. Now, some of you are like, I haven't heard about this one. It's not a very popular, common one. But it sure is going to be well known in the next few days. Because a teenager in Florida has become the first person known to be infected with this mosquito-borne virus. And we believe this may not be the only case. Scientists from the University of Florida documented the Keystone virus, which has been confirmed in an unnamed teenager after he experienced a rash and a fever. Now, some of you will say, well, Zika does that. Most viruses cause rashes and fevers. That's, first time you get herpes, you could get a rash and a fever. Shingles, you could get a rash, sometimes a fever. There's a lot of viral exanthems. There's a lot, you know, so it happens. So for those of you that are like, well, I've never heard of this. Well, Keystone virus was first identified in the U.S. in 1964. And it was named after the area in Tampa Bay where it was found. According to Newsweek, it was known to affect animals on the coast from Texas to the Chesapeake Bay. And, as I said before, the symptoms are a rash and mild fever in humans. Now, Dr. Glenn Morris, director of the UF Emerging Pathogens Institute and co-author of the report, said although the virus has never previously been found in humans, the infection may actually be fairly common in North Florida. So researchers are, again, stressing the importance of protecting yourself from mosquito bites. So what happened is in August 2016, a teenage boy presented at a clinic in Florida with the symptoms of rash and fever, but that was during the Zika epidemic. So clinicians collected viral samples from him because they were trying to figure out, all right, you know, if, you know, the kid had Zika, so people were being tested more for Zika in that area because they needed to know how many endemic cases, cases where the mosquitoes were infecting. And the teenager had mild symptoms. He didn't show any signs of, like, encephalitis, which is when the brain becomes inflamed. But when Keystone virus is tested in mouse brains, it does look like the virus has a potential to cause that, which means humans, if they do start to get this Keystone virus, it's not just about a rash and a fever. This could severely affect the brain. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up is we just talked about Alzheimer's and herpes virus. Somebody gets a virus. We were talking about mumps, you know, measles. These things can cause infections in other parts of the body. And so when a virus gets into your body, it spreads like wildfire. That's why viral infections and bacterial infections are different. Bacterial infections usually set up shop locally until they start to extend into the bloodstream, etc. So if you get a, let's say, a strep throat, that strep bacteria is going to grow and grow on your throat. And then you attack it, and, it, you know, usually, yeah, you might get a fever because you're trying to fight an infection, and you may mount an immune response, but most of your symptoms are going to be that throat. Well, that's how I could tell you're having a bacterial throat infection. But if you come in and you go, gosh, I am sneezing, I'm coughing, I have a sore throat, and I'm like, well, which is worse? And you're like, I don't know, I have them all, and they're coming in different stages. That, to me, is a virus. Because when you get a virus, and it spreads throughout, the viruses don't just latch on, necessarily like bacteria do. I mean, they can with cervical cancer and throat cancer, etc. But most viruses, they'll go throughout the body. That's why the flu, it hits you so hard, so fast, and you have tons of symptoms. Now, remember, if a bacterial infection does spread into the blood system, the bloodstream, then you could go into sepsis. And yes, then bacteria could go throughout. But for the most part, they like to stay put in one area. So now this Keystone virus that is starting to surface, and I'm a little nervous about these viruses surfacing that used to not be a big deal, although this isn't a big deal yet. We're watching it. There's another push to make these mosquitoes that won't transmit disease. And I'm just wondering if while we're working so hard on that, we may be spawning some of this stuff. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, they say if you take a hot bath 5 times a week, that may prevent a stroke or heart attack. Now, I don't like taking bubble baths. Well, they didn't say bubble baths. They said a hot bath. I don't like taking baths. I'm more of a shower person, and the reason why is I don't want to sit in my own, like, dirt. You know, so if I work out and I'm sweaty, I don't want to sit in a bath of that. I want a shower. And the other thing, too, is I like to stand and sing. It's really hard to sing in a bathtub. And also, I have a lot of cats and dogs. So I don't really have a lot of privacy around the bathtub. But at least at the shower, I have a little bit more privacy because it steams up. But they're claiming that if your tub, and I'm not recommending this because I don't want people with skin disorders or whatever to have issues or people who overheat. But this study looked at a temperature of 106 degrees Fahrenheit, or for those of you out of America, overseas, 41 degrees Celsius. Yes, I'm going to start including the Celsius because I need to learn. We have a lot of listeners that are overseas, and I can't keep talking about miles and Fahrenheit. I need to start talking in meters and Celsius. So anyway, the study found that at 106 degree Fahrenheit, those regular dips in the tub are healthy for the heart and reduces the chances of having hardened blocked arteries, according to Daily Mail. It is believed that if you are immersed in water, it will shift blood flow from the legs and abdomen to the heart, while the high temperature may reduce blood pressure. Now, that's another problem I have with the bath. The water cools too quickly. So then you need to keep pouring more hot water in and pouring more hot. I'm like, you know what, let me just do a shower. Researchers monitored 873 men and women who took baths for an average of 12 minutes, measuring the readouts from the body, which kind of gave them some, they had certain, shall we say, markers that would, they found important to prevent strokes and heart problems. And the study involved Japan's Kyoto University, published in the journal Scientific Reports, and it states favorable effects of sauna bathing on cardiovascular disease have been demonstrated, and hot water bathing is an alternative and could have similar effects. Now, I'm a big fan of hot water baths and hot showers. In fact, that's how I avoided getting sick all these years. I mean, sick to the degree that I could have all these years in private practice. Now, trust me, I would get the flu if I didn't get a flu shot. So I would make sure I got the flu shot. And probably 2-3 times a year, I'll get a bad cold or a bronchitis or something. But I consider myself very lucky because every day when I got home from work, I would take a hot shower. And that steam would, I think, help prevent me from getting sick. It would either flush it out or the temperature change or the blood flow. But there's something that, to me, with hot showers, I believe worked. And a lot of people really like hot baths. You know, and I look at my grandma, who has left us now for many years. And she had all the risk factors for, she had a lot of risk factors for heart disease. Very high cholesterol. Very high blood pressure and diabetes. But she didn't die of a heart attack. And she didn't die of a stroke. Now, she ended up getting Alzheimer's because she lived well into her 80s. But I just remember she loved having hot baths. So maybe there's something to it. It just, I mean, 106 degrees is kind of hot. And so I really, really don't want people who aren't very tolerating of high temperatures to do this. Apparently, there was another study in the University of Bristol saying regular sauna visits, we talked about that, may prevent strokes. People who go 4 to 7 times a week were 2/3 less likely to suffer a stroke. Then another study led by Ehime University in Japan asked people how often they bathed and took several measurements. Then what they did is they judged the thickness of 2 layers of the carotid artery. Now, the carotid artery is the main artery that feeds the brain. And they want to detect if the arteries were stiffened. And judging levels of a hormone release when the heart is overloaded and enlarged. And I guess the hormone was significantly lower in people who bathed 5 or more times a week. And they had lower warning markers for arteriosclerosis. I wonder if they looked at C-reactive protein. They don't go into too much detail. All right, so moral, take a shower. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Here's some news for those of you who were fans of Roseanne, the show. I remember watching the show when I was in college. I thought the show was really, really funny. I haven't seen the new shows. I've been too busy, and there's too much on TV now. So I'm still trying to catch up. This Is Us. I finally finished the first season of This Is Us. It's good, and it's a little, too lovey. I'm more into action and war and history and you know, battles and things like that. So, you know, it's a little too lovey-dovey for my taste. But I got to admit, it's very well done. This Is Us. So, Roseanne, they have their new, you know, series or their new season, and it got canceled right away after her tweet that tweet in which she likened a former Obama advisor, Valerie Jarrett, to a product of the Muslim Brotherhood of Planet of the Apes. So ABC, they axed the show immediately. What's interesting now is they are going to have a spinoff, and they're going to call it The Conners. And my guess, what I'm wondering, is if John Goodman and Sarah Gilbert and Laurie Metcalf and all the other actors and actresses wanted to sue. I'm wondering if they got so mad that they were finally a part of a sitcom, one person in the sitcom does something stupid, and they lose all their jobs. I'm wondering if what happened is they pulled together, and I'm not exactly sure what could have happened, but my guess is they were able to convince ABC to allow them to do a spinoff with no Roseanne. And Roseanne said she agreed in order to save the jobs of 200 cast and crew. So my guess is somebody probably was going to get sued. So the statement was issued by the show's producer. Barr says she agreed to the settlement in order to save the jobs of 200 cast and crew members. So that's going to be interesting. I'm wondering if many Hollywood, shall we say, entities are going to have to rewrite contracts, because you see all these, I mean, like with Kevin Spacey and Jeremy Piven and all these shows get canceled as soon as somebody hits the news. Before there's a trial, before we hear, you know, their rebuttal to the charge, the show gets canceled. And I think other people, or even if the person is guilty, right? Other innocent bystanders, those that just worked with the person, are in trouble. And with Hollywood now exposing, or people in Hollywood being exposed every day, shows are going to be canceled left and right. So what do people do so they aren't out of work? And my guess is this is what's going to happen. Shows are going to probably in the contract have to be forced to come up with spinoffs. I'm just wondering how that's going to later, you know, the later manifest. It's almost like somebody every day is being accused, either because they really did it or they didn't. With Roseanne's case, she did the tweet. She did the tweet. And so, yeah, ABC canceled the show. And a lot of people felt that was right. But I wondered, I was like, well, what's going on with the other? Now, you know, everybody else lost their... You could see they were ticked. So luckily they were able to keep their jobs and do a spinoff. Not sure how well it will go. I like all the actors there. They're, John Goodman's excellent. Laurie Metcalf, I think, has my birthday. So interesting stuff. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCTALI. When we come back, we have another embassy worker who is in Cuba, confirmed to have this bizarre brain injury affected by quote-unquote attacks. We're going to talk about that because we have a number of Americans who are now confirmed to suffer varying degrees of these brain injuries. And I believe now we're at the number 25. We're also going to talk about the Supreme Court and their latest ruling. 1-877-DOLLY. Don't go away.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.